Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections.
I'm Matthew Richardson, Curator of Art and Social History at Manx National Heritage. Today we are looking at a small ceramic figure of a soldier in the uniform of the British Army from around 1900. He wears a wide-brimmed hat, known at the time as a smasher or a wideawake, and his head is bandaged. He is sounding a bugle, and around the base of the figure are the words, "God Save the Queen." This figure represents one of the most famous, but now almost completely forgotten, figures in Manx history. Bugler John Francis Dunn was born on the Isle of Man, the son of an Irish soldier in the Royal Dublin Fusiliers who was stationed at Castle Rushen, and a Manx mother. He joined the army as a boy soldier, and when the Boer War broke out in South Africa, he was sent to fight with his father's regiment. In December of 1899, the British fought a series of disastrous battles to break through to the besieged town of Ladysmith in what became known at home as Black Week. The worst of these disasters was the Battle of Colenso, when the British advanced into the loop of the Tugela River, from which they could be fired on from three sides. As the Dublins tried to cross the river, they suffered heavy casualties. Though wounded, the 15-year-old bugler Dunn continued to play to rally the men. When his exploits became known, he became a national hero. He was presented to Queen Victoria, who gave him a silver bugle to replace the one he had lost on the battlefield. When he arrived in Douglas, a cheering crowd carried him shoulder high through the streets from the harbour to the railway station. Unfortunately, his wounds meant that he had to leave the army, and he tried instead to make a living on the music hall stage. However, there were many imitators, and after his silver bugle was stolen, he gave this up. He emigrated to Australia, where he died in obscurity. This figurine is now on display in the Man at War Gallery in the Manx Museum.